The Little Mouse Rescues King Lion. DigiRead Level D. Author Jesper Frank Jensen. Illustrated by Mette Bodker. Published by Digtier. Narrated by Robbie Stevens. A little mouse went for a walk. He passed a tree. Under the tree, a lion was sleeping.
"It's King Lion,"
the little mouse said to himself. He was so cheerful since it had been a very nice day so far. The little mouse ran up the lion's tail, over his back, and ended on top of his head. Here he began to jump and dance. Jump, 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 and cha-cha-cha. But all that dancing made King Lion wake up.
"Stop!"
the lion roared, and caught the little mouse with his paw. This made the mouse stop. King Lion looked at the little mouse with his big eyes. The little mouse looked back at the lion with his tiny eyes. He could see two big angry lion eyes. He could also see a big lion mouth with big lion teeth.
"Oh!"
squeaked the mouse. He was no longer cheerful.
"Oh, yes!"
King Lion said.
"How dare you jump and dance on my head so I can't sleep?"
The little mouse squeaked again in a frightened voice.
"I was so cheerful and wasn't thinking at all."
"No. That's right. You weren't thinking,"
King Lion replied.
"I think I might eat you."
"Oh, no!"
squeaked the little mouse, and his eyes got bigger, almost as big as the eyes of the lion.
"Don't eat me,"
he squeaked on.
"Someday I might save your life in return."
"Ha, ha, ha!"
King Lion laughed.
"A small and weak little mouse saving the life of a big and strong lion. How ridiculous!"
King Lion looked at the little mouse and said,
"Okay, then, I'll let you go. But the next time you jump and dance on my head, I'll eat you."
"Yes, of course,"
the little mouse squeaked, relieved.
"I'll never do it again."
The little mouse ran away as fast as he could on his short legs. He wanted to get away before King Lion had time to change his mind. The days passed. One day the little mouse went for a walk again.
"I'll stop by King Lion to see if he is okay,"
he thought. But King Lion was not lying under the tree. The little mouse looked around. King Lion was nowhere to be seen. Then he saw something awful.
"Oh no! My king is in danger!"
he screamed. The little mouse put his paws over his eyes. From a tree not far away hung a net, and in that net King Lion was caught. It was a terrible sight. Now King Lion was the one who was squeaking.
"Help! Help!"
he squeaked.
I fell into a trap.
Here I am, King Lion!
The little mouse yelled from under the net.
Get help!
The lion squeaked at the mouse.
Don't worry!
The little mouse reassured him.
I'll rescue you!
The mouse ran up the tree and over a branch. He reached the net and began to gnaw the ropes of the net. Before long, one rope broke, and then another. Suddenly, King Lion was standing on the ground again.
Oh, thank you, my little friend,
King Lion said, relieved.
I didn't think you were big enough to help a big lion, but today you have saved my life.
Now we are even,
said the little mouse. King Lion realized that even if you are small and weak, you can be of great help to someone bigger and stronger than yourself.